This is Wicked Roadie, a wicked good podcast about Rhode Island events and life. Hey, 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 how's it going? My name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro. Thank you so much for joining us. Midsummer, full swing. I think we're getting ready to start to see some of the end of summer events. I hate to say that, but the end of calendar summer events, not the end of official summer events, the end of calendar summer events. But in the past, because Mary, this is our third year doing this, and correct me if I'm wrong. In the past, it always felt like mid-July, there wasn't much on the calendar.
Correct.
I don't know about you, but in looking at everything that we had options for and stuff people were sending us, it felt like we could do this episode three times over and hit every and still not cover everything that's happening this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Rhode Islanders generally take off a good chunk of time in July. It's like the unofficial Rhode Islander summer vacation month. And I agree, it's generally a ghost town in regards to planned events, but there's a lot going on. You know what I think, though? I just think that people like to have more staycations, and they just want to be here soaking up everything there is this Ocean State has to offer, because I don't think we're going to go through a drought of events until January, the rate that we're going.
I think you're right, and I think because the spring just was so wet and cold and damp. I remember being at the Pawsox and having to wear gloves and a jacket right up close to Memorial Day. So perhaps people are trying to do more things later now, and that's that wasn't just the case this year. That was the case last year as well, just some of those cooler days. So perhaps that's something we're seeing. People are trending, but regardless, I don't like to turn this into a weather segment. We are getting some extremely hot weather this weekend. New York City has been hoisting up some, earlier this week, some warnings, stiff warnings, because we're going to be in the, we're heat index will be in excess of 100 degrees. So hot, humid, hazy. So get to the beach early, ladies and gentlemen, and drink lots and lots of water. And remember, if you're in the water, you still sweat. You still lose, you know, your own natural fluids. So drink plenty of water even after the fact. But it's going to be crazy. One thing we do want to talk about, though, Best Rhode Island Party is coming up next Thursday. So if you haven't gotten tickets, they are selling fast and furious. You grabbed a ticket, and what did you see?
Oh, when they sent us our mailer for saying, you know, congratulations, you've won something, they said that at the point where that I got this mailing, that there were 100 tickets left. And that was earlier this week.
Yeah. So, folks, if you're hoping to go, it's a new venue this year. It's going to be at the Vets. It's next Thursday. It's always a wonderful time. There's great food, great music, great dancing. It is this. It's the party of the summer. So you definitely want to check that out. Don't wait. Get your tickets now, and when you go there and you see John Palumbo or any of the staff from Best of Rhode Island, you say, I heard about this on the Wicked Roadie podcast.
That's right.
Just so you know. you've been put on notice, as they say. So if you're tuned in while you're on the road working, getting errands done, just listen and enjoy the episode. If you hear something that piques your interest, you can find all the links and info on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com. All right, Mary, what do you got for Wicked Interesting this week?
Many times we've brought up the amazing company. We're good friends with them, Providence Kayak. I know that you were able to do a carpooling segment with them, with Captain Tom. You know, they've been making some pretty cool news recently, because what's really kicking off is their $5, their cash for trash kind of deal going on. It's like the unofficial litter patrol going down in the Providence River. So if this heat is getting to you and you want to get by the water but you don't want to deal with the beach traffic, you might want to head to the capital city, because there they rent single and tandem kayaks, and if you come back with five pieces of trash, they will give you $5 off their next rental. And
oh, wow.
I also saw that a similar company is doing this at the Lincoln Woods Park, Lincoln Woods State Park, that their kayak company, if you come back with any piece of trash, you get an extra hour for free with their kayak out on the lake. So just know that there's other water aside from the ocean. I mean, we're obviously the ocean state, but in addition to that, we're always trying to find ways to keep our waterways clean. And these two, you know, great establishments. They're fun tours, especially Providence Kayak. You get to learn so much about downtown and the city and the history, but they're really trying to help find ways to clean up the water, and it's working really, really well. So I just wanted to give them a big shout out because this has been going strong, and if you want to get on the water, you can also help out the environment.
Well, listen, I know none of our listeners would do this, but I just have a fear that some people are going to try to scam it and bring their own trash from the house. Don't do that, people.
No.
All right? They're going to check. They want to see some pond scum on there. They want to see yes. some fading from the sun on that Doritos bag that some business person in Providence just carelessly tossed out as they just live their corporate America life. People. Humans. Could do without them. No, but this is really awesome. This is really cool. So where should people go for more information on this?
Yeah, just head on over to Providence Kayak, their Facebook page, or as I said, also the kayaking establishment going on at Lincoln Woods State Park. Both of them are checking that out. Or you can head on over to our website, of course, because we're going to have links for both of those. So that's what's wicked interesting. And now here's what's wicked fun in the 401.
This is two events in one, back-to-back concerts at Bold Point Park, Saturday, July 20th, Sunday, July 21st. On Saturday, it's Billy Carrington. On Sunday, it is Lee Bryce, both brought to you by Cat Country 98.1. This is going to be an awesome weekend of great country music right there at Bold Point Park. Tickets are available.
Where is that?
Bold Point Park, East Providence.
Oh, that's the one across from India Point Park.
Exactly.
Like that.
Yes. Okay. So it's they've been doing concerts there for a while.
Yeah.
A couple of years. The concerts are great. It's a beautiful venue. It's perfect to take in a show there. And it's right on the water. It's absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, Saturday, the show starts at 7:30. Sunday, the show starts at 6 p.m. So just be aware of those two different times there. But again, it's going to be excellent, excellent music. So
now, are these events that you need to like buy a ticket to,
yes.
or can you just stroll out? Okay.
Yeah. Well, you do need to get tickets. Tickets for Bill and Carrington are about $35. Tickets for Lee Bryce anywhere from $30 to $65, depending on what kind of experience you want to have. But both of these are awesome, awesome artists. They're great. The box office will open on site. Each day, a couple hours before the doors open. So if you do want to wait and get tickets there, but you know, just folks, just show up with your tickets in hand. Already have them, and you know, they have food truck partners there, so you can grab some great food. They do have water refill stations, so you can buy one of the Waterfront concert bottles or band's official water bottle, and then you can refill the water bottle there. As well, so you can stay hydrated as well, because it's going to be wicked, wicked hot. So Billy Carrington, Lee Bryce, Saturday and Sunday over at Bold Point Park. Mary, what else do we got?
Rhode Island is having its first ever Renaissance Fair. I mean, we talk a lot about King Richard's Fair, which is, in Carver, Massachusetts, kind of like on your way to Cape Cod.
Yep.
But believe it or not, we're going to be having our first ever Renaissance Fair happening this weekend.
Really?
So for those of you who like to, see the different thrilling stunts, maybe you like Renaissance music, maybe just different types of entertainment, or maybe you just want
to
shop around and see different crafts.
I'm going to wear my frock that really pushes up my upper area.
Listen, that frock better have some ventilation, because we're going to be so hot that if you are someone who does like to go to Renaissance fairs in garb, please, what are those special cooling blanket, those cooling towels, like frog togs that runners wear?
Oh, yeah. I've seen. Yeah, that's it's just, folks, do not wear the official wardrobe from back then.
Yes.
Wear some kind of a hybrid, like a shorts and a bikini top, men.
Exactly. So, then you will be perfectly cooled off. Well, it's happening both Saturday and Sunday in North Scituate at the Batty Meeting House, Meeting House Road. So there's going to be 18 shows, over 40 unique vendors, tons of great food, and this is just going to be a really cool event. As I said, it's the first time that this is happening here in the Ocean State. So it's also, this is dedicated to centering, it centers around helping women and the Sojourner House. Hopefully I'm saying that
Sojourner.
Right.
Yep.
So no, proceeds great, are great going people, to be benefiting that great. Organization as well.
Awesome. Very good. Folks, if you want to come to my hometown, Warren, well, I was technically born and lived in Pawtucket first, but nonetheless, if you want to come to where the town I call home now.
And you're an elected official in, right?
Well, yes, of course. you may come hear ye. The 37th annual, that's over at the Renaissance Fair. No, this in Warren is the 37th annual Warren Quahog Festival. That is happening this weekend. It is Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. both days. It's awesome. It's over at Burrs Hill Park. Saturday goes until 8 o'clock. Sunday goes until 6. And there is music, food, crafters, raffles, fine arts. Mary, it is free to go there. It is
now
free to go.
Now you're talking turkey.
And now, which is great, there are no pets allowed. Please, unless you got a service animal, do not bring your pets. Folks, don't bring your pets anywhere this weekend. Too hot. Unnecessary. If you do, I hope people throw a yellow flag at you and blow the whistle and say unnecessary roughness.
I'm a tattletaler. Can I get that off my chest?
Yeah.
One of my neighbors right now, as we're recording, you know, it's like 90 degrees outside, has their dog outside without water, just tied up. Yeah, and I'm telling you, if it's like that again tomorrow, I'm tattling.
Yeah.
I'm a tattler.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. That's you want to be careful there. But for the pet's sake, you got to be careful and you got to pay attention to this stuff. But the Warren Quahog Festival, it's a wonderful event. You know, they always have, like I said, they got great music. They have great vendors there. Of course, delicious food. It's a perfect time. It's right on the waterfront there, the Warren River. The Burrs Hill Park, and there's a beautiful playground there as well. So if you got kids, there's a beach next door. So come one, come all, flood into the town of Warren. It's going to be exciting. And that is Saturday and Sunday. Both days starts at 10 a.m. Saturday until 8 p.m. Sunday until 6 p.m. It's great. And like
as
I said,
As a local though, like where should people be parking? Because there is that small parking lot right across from the town beach. But like where should people park since that's definitely going to be full?
I'm glad you asked. So there is a park and ride on Franklin Street, which is right off of Main Street, and it is literally a 2.5 minute walk.
Awesome.
Not even.
Okay.
And it's a shaded walk. You're going to walk down the bike path a little bit towards Bristol. You'll cross over Main Street, and you'll be right in the park.
Beautiful.
So that's a great area to park in. It's right on a bus route as well. Or if you really wanted to, something you could always do is just park somewhere on the outskirts, like where the old country inn used to be, or if you got off of 6 and 136, you stopped at like the Cardi's area there, you park there and just get an Uber or a Lyft and have them take you right in. It's if you're not paying for the event, maybe you pay for a quick Lyft to get in, and there you go, it's door-to-door service. But nonetheless, that is happening Saturday Sunday. Don't miss out. What do you got, Mary?
Oh my goodness. On Friday from 4:30 to 7, you're going to want to head on over to the Brown Street Park. This is in Providence because they're going to be having their children's concert. And this doesn't mean that it's just for kids. Listen, if it is Friday and you want to be outside before like the massive heat wave strikes on Saturday, this is going to be a great event. Local children's musician Jen Romana and our friends at Rock-A-Baby are going to be putting on an absolutely free early evening concert. So bring on a blanket, have a little picnic there. There will be the Ploof food truck and free insomnia cookies for dessert. And that's why, even if you don't have kids, guys, there's free cookies. Like free cookies and free music. So come on down. That's taking place once again at the Brown Street Park Friday from 4:30 until 7.
Awesome.
So, Ben, what do you have for this week's Wicked Family Friendly Pick?
A lot of events going on at McCoy Stadium. We are in the middle of the longest homestand of the season, which means 12 games in 11 days.
What?
You can do the math. Yeah.
Do you have, like, a cot there to sleep?
I'm good. See, I show up an hour before the game and I'm out right afterwards. It's the whole, like, it's the grounds crew, it's the stadium crew. They have to get there even earlier. So, I mean, all the respect for them. But there are some just some fun events happening all this weekend because of that, including tomorrow, the Friday night, rather, is going to be the Pride night. Saturday is going to be Alex Cora bobblehead night. Saturday night after the game, there will be Margaritaville fireworks. So all you parrot heads, you Jimmy Buffett people out there, you can get down to that.
Stay hydrated, guys. Yeah, stay hydrated.
Really. And then something interesting on the night this... on the day that this podcast comes out, on the Thursday, the Tomorrow Fund is having a bowling event at EP Lanes, and it's with all the players of the Paw Sox. So you can actually bowl with a Paw Sox player. It's $25. All the money goes to the Tomorrow Fund at EP Lanes. We have a day game today, the day this comes out, the Thursday, and then at night, everybody has to go bowling. So you can go there and check that out. But it's going to be an awesome weekend to take in a Paw Sox game. We have lots of ice cream. Lots of freeze pops, lots of cold drinks to keep you all feeling very, very nice as you come out. And those Margaritaville fireworks, I mean, Jimmy Buffett, who doesn't like little summertime Jimmy Buffett slipping on a Pop-Tart? Whoever left that on the floor needs to be hit. Anyway, check that out. That is your Wicked Family Friendly. Mary, I did something really interesting earlier this week.
Do tell.
With Carpooling with Ben, I took the Camry of Wonder and I drove it around Seekonk Speedway a number of times. And on Friday, you can learn more about all the great stuff they do there via Carpooling with Ben. So you can watch that before or after you watch The Minute with Mary to learn how to do your makeup and look good. Not in the car. Not in the car. Do safely. But Seekonk Speedway, we've talked about them from time to time. They're wonderful people. They are actually helping to partner up with Seekonk Grand Prix, which is right down the road. And it's all about the racing community. This is Christmas in July. And this is it's a fun event from 5 to 7 p.m. on Friday, the 19th there. It's just to help out, like, the community autism resources and also the piece of cake parties and, you know, like I said, Seekonk Grand Prix, them being the host there. And it's just something different. And it's helped to gear up for their upcoming, you know, run and walk and for the autism family. That'll be coming up later in the year. But this is just kind of a preliminary event. So if you wanted to check it out, if you wanted to see the fun stuff there, of course, Seekonk Grand Prix, go there first. Have fun on the go-karts, the mini golf, bumper cars, bumper boats, the rope course and everything. They have a rock wall and arcade. And then if you just want to head on up the road, they have Friday night races at Seekonk Speedway. So
very cool.
Get your motor running, as the song does say, happening this weekend right there in Seekonk.
Wicked Rodeo, of course, is proud to partner with the United Way of Rhode Island to help spread the word about different opportunities that you, your friends, your family can do to volunteer here in Rhode Island to make it a better place. Well, first up, visiting a nurse home and hospice in Portsmouth, they're looking for office volunteers. They provide responsive, individualized services that enable people to stay in their homes and their communities throughout their lives. So they need office volunteers to answer the calls, make copies, and complete some light computer tasks.
Well, that's great. Hey, also, the Rhode Island Blood Center, they need blood drive volunteers. Now, of course, they need people to donate year-round, but they also need people to help out with setting up the blood drives, greeting the donors, getting them through the process, serve refreshments after they give blood. You know, the phlebotomists, the people who actually take the blood, they're not vampires, they are nurses. or most of them are anyway. they're very busy during that whole process, but they need some help, you know, obviously just getting things off the ground and you know, because blood is so important. And right now, especially this time of year, it's such a critical need. If you have the opportunity to go donate, please do. It's something that it only hurts when you don't give. You don't know. Hey, you like that one, Mary?
I like that one a lot. Nice. There you go. Yeah.
So please, and you never know when you're going to be in need. God forbid something happened. You're in a tragic accident or something, you know, and all of a sudden you need blood. Well, you're going to want to have that donation already there. So put a few good karma coins into the bank and help out over there at the Rhode Island Blood Center. To learn more about the United Way Rhode Island, or if you're in need of assistance, you can simply visit their website or dial 211 and get connected to the help that you need. All right, as we said at the beginning, everything you heard today can be found on our website, wickedroadiepodcast.com.
And while you're snapping away at these different events, maybe you're down at the beach, maybe you're collecting some trash in one of our waterways, doing your good service there, take a picture. You don't need to take a picture if you're doing your good service donating blood. Nobody needs to see that. You just need to focus and
take a selfie outside.
Yeah,
or of the Band-Aid.
There you go.
Don't show us the Capri Sun pouch that's connected to you.
Oh, no. Especially for people like me. Ugh, heebie-jeebies. But if you're taking some gorgeous photos in and around our state, please use that hashtag WickedRoadie.
If you want to get your message directly into the ears of our listeners, you can just email us, wickedroadiepodcast@gmail.com, or you can reach out to us on Facebook. We'd love to chat with you.
That we would. Well, until next time, folks, my name's Mary Larson.
And I'm Ben DeCastro.
And you've been listening to Wicked Roadie. We'll have more for you next Thursday.
That's right.
Stay cool.
Yeah, good luck.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking? Or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.